Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the Vinnie Eastwood Show. We're broadcasting live from the fabulously fluoridated capital of Auckland, New Zealand, the island chained nation in the sunny slave South Pacific. It's frickin' gorgeous down here. It's even Fukushima irradiated, which is good for the economy because everybody got a part-time job as an incandescent light bulb. My very special guest is Peter Nolan. Peter, welcome to the program.
Thank you very much, Vinnie. I love the introduction for Auckland and New Zealand. That's really funny.
Yeah, and it's about accurate, because people have a lot of trouble dealing with reality.
Yeah, they do.
Mm. Speaking of reality, I was accosted by a census worker yesterday, and I really want to play the video. It's going to take like 5 minutes, Peter. Would you allow me to play it? Because I think it's brilliant.
Yeah, for sure. Go ahead.
All right. Let me see if I can get this done. It's called Vinnie Eastwood versus the Census Worker on YouTube. There, a guide to protest and duress. Here we go. I think this will work.
Just calling in council with the Census Worker. Okay, so this is our Census Worker, and what's your name, son?
Oh, mate.
Because we're just talking about how the intimidation factor of when censuses are taken, what they want to do is just basically take it and leave because he doesn't really care. And he just wants to get the money that he's been paid for collecting these and get out of the country. Is that what you said to me? Because here's the forms right here. I'm okay for you to take them.
I'll tell you what, mate. I'm just going to go to my supervisor if you're not going to give them to me now.
Oh, I said I'd give them to you.
Okay, fine.
All right, I just wanted to have a conversation about it first.
Can I have it, please?
Well, come on. Let's just talk about this for a second here. Because you understand what these things really mean and what they've been used for history, because I told you.
Oh, just give it to me, mate.
Well, see, that's the thing. Well, I understand, but there's a point in time.
I've got the time of day for this.
How about I walk with you to your next appointment so we can save you the walking time?
We can talk while we walk,
and I'll give you them.
How about I bring my district supervisor here? How about we write a refusal report for you? How about we give you $500 fine? How do you feel about that?
Now, see, that's called intimidation and duress, ladies and gentlemen. So here's your forms. Here's your forms. You can take them. Come on, I'm asking the census worker to take my forms. I'm not going to resist. I'm just going to give them to you. And see, that's all I wanted. All I wanted was to know that my private information is not really my private information. And under protest and duress, I'm handing them to you because otherwise I'll be fined or taken to court. Personal information is not personal information. There is no such thing as privacy anymore.
Can I just ask you, mate, how many people were at the address on the 5th of March?
On the 5th of March?
Yeah.
What year?
It's just 2013.
Yeah. It's just me and my missus, two.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Which should be there on the form, as I recall. There was a question asking that.
Yeah, no, that's right, mate. Okay, thank you very much for filling this out. And that's it for another 5 years. Thank you very much.
All right, thank you very much.
Tough.
All right, I hope nothing bad happens, man. Because honestly, the government's taking a turn for the worst. Privacy and all these liberties that we tend to assume are good.
Sarah, was it?
Your girlfriend.
Yeah, that's, thank you very much. I just I got confused with the guy next door, 1 bar 1. Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Okay. And what was your first name? Just your first name. I don't want to put your first and second name out there because that's just rude and it's a violation of your privacy. I just want to know who I'm talking to. I'm Vinnie Eastwood from the Vinnie Eastwood Show. I'm on AmericanFreedomRadio.com. And I just want to say that I don't mean any beef with you here or anything like that. I'm just saying that there are things afoot that you may not be aware of. And if you want to be aware of them and the things that we're talking about, I'd advise you to listen to the interview that I conducted with Graham McGrath, actually. Of the Libertarians Party. I interviewed the head of the party just a few days ago, yeah. and we talked about these things, these sorts of issues, these breaches of people's general liberty and right to privacy. Now, it may not mean a lot to some people, but back in the day, these kind of sort of benign exercises were used to gather information on the population in order to eliminate those that the government did not want.
Mm-hmm. Okay, mate. Well, anyway, I'll see you later, Vinny.
All right.
Take care. Thank you very much for giving these forms back. Now I can get on with my job.
Thank you very much for threatening me with a $500 fine and getting your supervisor down here.
Oh, again, your word's not mine. How about I bring my district supervisor here? How about we write a refusal report for you? How about we give you $500 fine? How do you feel about that?
There you have it, ladies and gentlemen. This is Vinnie Eastwood, Mr. News. All right, there you go.
Yeah, that's pretty typical, isn't it?
Yeah. Well, you see, it's just they hire these morons to go out and enforce their will, and because they're morons, you can't argue with them because they're morons.
Yeah, that's right. Well, it doesn't get any better when they're judges and magistrates, though, Vinny. I had a German judge give me a 16,000 euro fine last April. It's okay.
See, those are qualified morons. Morons with qualifications.
And I said to him, I was sitting in front of four armed police officers, and I said, it doesn't matter how much you fine me because I'm not going to pay it, and I don't have a bank account in Germany, so you can't take it off me. And the four police officers were very upset about that.
Right. Well, you know, I with the census thing and everything in New Zealand, I filled out the form, and you can actually watch the video online of me filling out the form as well, under protested duress, as it were. And it just, you know that you're a slave when you know that you don't have a choice except to be punished by a tyrannical state. You know, that was the entire reason and the only reason why I wanted to accost that guy with my camera was because I wanted him to threaten me with a fine. I wanted him to threaten me with a court action. I wanted him to threaten me with calling a supervisor or anything. How do you expose a fascist? You make them look like it.
Yeah, you show them. Yeah, you just shut up. Well, that's what the lead video on my channel is, me in the Australian Federal Magistrates Court asking a magistrate if he's serving under oath today. And he refused to answer that question twice. And so he was committing the crime of impersonating a public officer. And I've got that on video and published. And I did that in front of two federal police officers in Australia. And I explained to the feds during the break that I was going to ask the magistrate this question, and they, being federal police officers, knew that he had to answer. And I said, if he doesn't answer, he's committing the crime of impersonating a public officer, right? And they both said, yes, he has to answer. He's obliged to answer. So when I asked the question, I took a quick look over my left shoulder, and these two feds are sitting there like, oh, my God. And I said to them, lady, you were supposed to... You should have arrested that guy at that point in time because you knew he was committing a crime. And they were like, yeah, well, we don't want to talk about this anymore.
See, and now, isn't it also a crime to see a crime being committed if you're a law enforcement official and not do anything about it?
Oh, yeah, that's aiding and abetting? Yeah, that's dereliction of duty. Yeah. If you're an on-duty peace officer and you witness a crime, you're to take immediate action, as long as it's not life-threatening, right? And obviously, a magistrate sitting in a court is not life-threatening to two gorillas who are federal officers, right? These guys can rip my head off without raising a sweat.
Well, speaking of gorillas, I found watched a very interesting TED Talk video the other day about how to spot liars. And another interesting part of the video was that she said that lying is actually a higher cognitive function, okay? The smarter you are, the more ability you have to lie. That's why humans are very unique in the animal kingdom, because we BS each other all the time. And she provided an example, which I thought was very interesting, of this this giant gorilla. I forget the name of the gorilla, but it had a kitten, right? And one time the gorilla tried to say that the kitten ripped a sink off the wall.
Not very good at lying.
Exactly. And that to me is really the, like, you notice how that census worker says, your words, not mine, when I said thank you for threatening me and to fine me and that kind of thing. And he goes, oh, your words, not mine. And then I made sure to put that clip of him actually threatening me again right after he said that, because he was lying, you know?
Yeah,
and
that's right.
And that's what happens when you don't really give a frack about the truth, I think, is you lie, and you can't lie very well, particularly if you're caught on camera. That's why it's always good to record people in officialdom, because 9 times out of 10, you'll catch them in something.
Yeah. You know, the amount of lying that's going on nowadays, particularly by our friends and colleagues in the government and the police force and the judiciary, it's off the charts. It's really off the charts. So, you know, what can you do about it? But, you know, we've organised cases to remove all the members of parliament from Australia and Ireland, and we're just waiting for people to turn up. But I'll go into that during this whole conversation about what we've been up to for the last 5 years. I've been up to this stuff.
And before we do that, I'm sorry to keep doing this to you, but I had two things that I wanted to read out from my Fash book today. I filled out that census, you know, because I realise that I'm a slave, and this is my status. I personally won't be taking a stand against any form of tyranny. I comply completely because I'm a slave and I know I am. What I will do is use my media savvy to show people what's really happening and what these things truly mean. If I was going to spend my time filing documents, running in and out of court, I wouldn't be very good at hosting the show every day. For my work, I need free time. If complying with tyranny means I have the free time to expose it, then it's a begrudging compromise I'm willing to make. This way, if anyone else takes a stand on any issue, I have the time to give them coverage and attention they need, as they're much braver than I, and I feel obligated to support those who take the stands I cannot take for myself. And
yeah, and I think that's a good idea. I mean, there's got to be guys like you out there who are willing to present the stories of the guys like me who are being persecuted by the governments, right? And it's the same thing. I've caused governments to persecute me so that we can get the story out about that persecution. That's
exactly kind of how that
goes. I mean, I was 5 years ago when I was saying to people, you know, my plan is basically to get the government to victimize me as much as possible. They're going, well, that could wind up with being dead, you know. So, and there have been a number of people, you know, obviously killed along the way, right? So, you know, some of us have set ourselves up with a great big target on our back and said, okay, take your best shot, see how you go. But, you know, I'm still here and that's great.
Well, yeah, totally, bro. And I got sent an email by Zen Gardner today, and he always puts these great quotes on the end of his emails, you know, from all these enlightened individuals throughout history. And this one is from Edward Abbey. If you refuse to pay unjust taxes, your property will be confiscated. If you defend your property, you will be arrested. If you resist arrest, you will be beaten down. If you resist it, you will be shot. This method is known as the rule of law.
Yeah, and that's basically what they're trying to do. This is what they're trying to do. And, you know, it's affecting a lot of people. But I'll go through my story and explain how this all works and then what we're doing about it, because we've bothered taking the time and effort to create a remedy, and the remedy's out there, but so far people are not using the remedy. And it's a bit strange that they're not using the remedy. So, you know, because a number of guys got thrown in jail, a number of guys risked their lives to build a good remedy that everybody could use quite easily, and then you put the remedy out there and people are not that interested in using it. So we'll go through all that.
Well, it needs to be wider out, and what's good, though, is shows like mine and activism just in general over the internet is really, really expanding right now. I got called by Greg Salmon. He does iFinity FM in Southland. They play my show, and he's just informed me that I've got 3 new affiliates, you know, like in Christchurch, Queenstown, and Wellington. I was like, wow, and there's another one on the way too.
Yeah, I've noticed since 2112, there's been, around that time, there's been a big change in the awareness of people, and people are becoming aware much more rapidly, particularly in the manosphere. I spend most of my time talking to men in the manosphere, right, and fathers' rights areas and things like that. And there's been a big uptick since the end of last year. The previous 2 years, it's like talking to a brick wall. You know, these guys just not listening. But finally, they're starting to listen, and they're starting to say, oh, okay, what you've been talking about is right. And the Kevin Annette case with the putting the Pope and the Queen on trial, and then the Pope actually resigning, and the Queen cancelling her trip to the Vatican this week, this has got a lot of people talking. You know, they're like, hang on a minute, the Pope resigned. This hasn't happened for 600 years. There must be something to all this stuff that these people are saying, right? So those events have really, people are surprised, and they're now listening a lot harder. When you say, well, for the last 4 months, you know, some colleagues have been running a trial, putting the Pope and the Queen and 28 other people on trial, and that's got a guilty verdict, and he's got a sentence of 25 years, and suddenly he resigns the papacy, and the Vatican releases a statement saying they're going to give him a place to live, otherwise he won't have, quote, immunity. And you ask the question, why would the Pope need immunity from legal prosecution? He is Christ's vicar on earth. He shouldn't be breaking any laws, should he? He shouldn't need immunity from legal prosecution. He's not supposed to be breaking any laws. And if he did break any laws, then surely he should be prosecuted, because he's supposed to be an example for everyone. So this has really shaken a few cages in the last couple of weeks.
Oh, that's right. And my friend John Eisen just put a picture in the new issue of Uncensored. On the left there, you have the Pope with a white cloak over his head and one of the cardinals bending down in front of him. And on the other side, you have the evil emperor from Star Wars with Darth Vader sitting down in front of him. And they look almost identical. It's hilarious. All right, we'll be right back after the break.